אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד
We are reading the writings of Baal HaSulam, the article The Peace in the World, subtitle The Attribute of Singularity in the Egoism Affects Ruin and Destruction. You can send questions to our website and we will ask them during the lesson.
Yes, please. This material is very important for us to understand in general. Nonetheless, where we're drawn to. Because no matter what, even though each and every one of us has his tendency to reveal the Creator, we can't distance ourselves from the collective. We're in it. We depend on it. And all this collective should reach, in the final correction, identification with the Creator, equivalence with the Creator, meaning the general force of bestowal, to be in a state where it controls it. So want it or not, we depend on the process of the whole worldly, the whole generally. It doesn't divide into parts. It's all one vessel, one soul. And this is why we should see how Baal HaSulam describes this to us. Yes.
So the subtitle is The Attribute of Singularity is the Ego. In the egoism affects ruin and destruction. You see how our attributes collide and fight one another, not only among sects, but within each person. The four attributes dominate him at once or at a time, or one at a time, and fight within him until it is impossible for common sense to organize them and bring them to complete consent. The truth is that the root of all this whole disorder within us is no more than the above-mentioned attribute of singularity which exists in each of us, whether less or more. Although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason, that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is singular in the world and the root of all creations. Still, since the sensation of singularity has settled in our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world.
Meaning how good it is to be connected when everyone is connected and you're drawing everyone to connection and unity. And so it is the opposite way. When we're not connected yet and our tendencies are in various directions, this singularity quality destructs.
Indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it, and all the differences are only in the ways it is used. For the desires of the heart, for governance, for honor, and this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people for his own private benefit, with every means at one's disposal, without taking into any consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend. And it is completely inconsequential what allowance each of us gives himself according to his chosen direction, since the desire is the root of the intellect and not the intellect the root of the desire. In truth, the greater and more outstanding one is, precisely to that extent, his attribute of singularity is greater and outstanding.
Meaning, the greater a person is, he may be a great criminal, or a great righteous, one compared to the other, one against the other. It can appear within a person, and everything depends on if he's corrected or not. But the great desire can act, can appear in both directions. Yes? I don't see any question in the meantime. Is this clear? Yes, meaning we read here about each and every one having an individual desire. These desires, each and every one, they distinguish between us. If we correct our desires to use them for one goal, then it doesn't matter and which desire each and every one of us is. You can be certain it's going to be different than the others. But the main thing is the goal we want to attain. And then each of us, as he connects to others, acting to the same goal, we all profit. And vice versa. If we're not connected, all the differences, the singularity each and everyone has, acts to destruct. And then we're separated and we're ruining each other. That's why he tells us the attribute of singularity in the egoism affects ruin and destruction. That was the title of this part. Moscow 4.
Раф, вот мы видим из истории, что многие индивидуальности что-то хорошее.
We see from the past, from history,
в наше время,
that a lot of people that are outstanding, like did a lot of good things, discovered science. In our times, can individuality bring good?
In truth, nothing good was made from any action that was revealed in humanity after the sin of the tree of knowledge, if it's not in the direction of correction, meaning if it's not by Kabbalists. All the qualities, all the revelations, all the laws we discover by science, for instance, are only to develop more and more means to control. You have nothing that comes from a broken will to receive, rather than with the purpose to control others. That's why he says that the attribute of singularity in the egoism affects ruin and destruction. That's why the entire humanity, from its beginning till today, all it discovers, all it shows, is forces of ruin and destruction. And don't start telling me about the medicine we're having and everything. Ultimately, if you look at it, it all inverts to become forces to control each other.
Hebrew 10.
Are we, the Kabbalah students, also have to go through this process of being criminals in order to become righteous? How does our process affect the whole world?
We too have done it in the past. Now you try to be a righteous. That's it. Tel Aviv 3.
When I try to adhere to the singularity of a friend, what can I understand from that about the Creator?
To the extent that you try to be connected to your friends through these attributes of singularity that each and everyone has, you come closer to the Creator. And in no other way. We think we can come closer to the Creator in all kinds of other ways. No. Only through the connection with the friends. There, in the connection with the friends, we find such new qualities that you can not attain them neither in the study or in any other place. That's where you find the quality of connection to the Creator. Understanding, strength, that's where you do it. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. He says that each one invents for himself according to his direction, because the desire is the root of the intellect and not the intellect the root of the desire. What is that?
That the main thing for us is to correct the desire.
So what's using the intellect?
Using the intellect in order to correct the desire. Because the desire itself, in the intellect, it works in all kinds of directions. It's like a baby, or a small child that doesn't understand. He has a bit of desire. It's a strong desire, according to what he feels. But without the intellect, it's like... it's dangerous.
So what's going on is each one invents his own direction that he chooses?
Of course. If we don't give all the desires of humanity the right direction, that's how you see that everyone comes closer to wars, to problems.
So how do we affect them that it'll really happen?
We have to explain to the entire humanity that the fact that we discover the floods, the fires, well, earthquakes, well, not yet, and volcanoes, we're going to have them.
Sickness, pandemic.
Yeah, different sicknesses and all. It's all a result of the imbalance between us. Because the will to receive is in control of us without our right care. And that's why it's erupting. In the meantime, in lower degrees than us. The degrees of still vegetative, animate. The pandemic is a blow in the animate degree. Try to imagine what's going to happen if we're going to become even worse and we're still not going to connect. Well, then the trouble in the speaking level is war.
Right. You said we depend on the whole general kli. Is that true of the whole world?
The whole of humanity.
Just like that?
Because your goal is to pass on light through you to the entire humanity.
And it doesn't matter if they understand or not?
They don't need to understand anything. All they need to do is to respond to the light that through you will pass on to them.
I understand. How do you feel their response?
I feel.
Their response?
Yes. They're responding.
Okay.
French.
Deux questions, si le Rav le permet. Quel lien y a-t-il entre les quatre attributs?
Two questions, if I may. What's the connection between the four attributes to the four spiritual worlds?
Ze anachnu nilmad.
That's something we'll learn. There is a connection. But it appears only in one line. We have to learn about it. It's a broad subject in itself. Queens.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. If everything comes from the Creator and He stands behind each and everything, so what is our individuality?
That's when you need to attach all your desires and thoughts to the Creator, and then you'll understand and feel that everything is really drawn from him, extended from him. Moshe, where are we?
We're reading the paragraph, using the nature of singularity as a subject of evolution in the collective and in the individual. Now, we will penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of world peace, and to know how these conditions are good to bring a life of happiness to the individual and to the public, and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which is poised to swallow the whole world for his own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people, who are his branches. Here, there's a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how from the source of every construction extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered. Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of the above-mentioned singularity. If we examine it from its upper side, from the perspective of its equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator only bestows and has nothing of the form of reception. He lacks nothing nor needs to receive anything from the creatures he has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from him must also act only in forms of bestowal upon others, and not at all to receive for ourselves. On the other side of that coin, meaning in terms of how it actually works within us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, since it operates only in forms of reception for oneself, such as the desire to be the single most wealthy person in the world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as the east from the west. This gives us the solution to our question, how is it possible that within that singularity, which stems and comes to us from He who is unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves in us as the source of every destruction? This has come to us because we use that precious tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception. I am not saying that the singularity in us will never act in us in a form of bestowal, for you cannot deny that amongst us are people whose singularity operates in them in the form of bestowal upon others, too, such as those who spend their money for the common good or those who dictate all their efforts to the common good, etc. Yet, those two sides of the coin that I have described speak only of the two points in the development of creation that bring everything to completion, starting in absence and gradually climbing the rungs of development from one degree to the degree above it, and from there to the higher still, until it comes to its final height, which is its preordained measure of completeness, where it will remain forever. The order of development of the two points is A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence. It is described as the second side of the coin. B, the point of final height, where it rests and exists forever. This is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen to many degrees. It has already risen above its lowest phase, which is the above mentioned second side, and has come significantly to the first side. For this reason, there are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others. Yet they are still few, as we are still in the midst of the path of development. When we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others. And there will never be any case of any person using it in a manner of self-reception. According to these words, we have found an opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, when the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in a manner of bestowal upon others, and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself. And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life so it will serve us as a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
Okay, we're not gonna go into the depth of what he writes here because it's many words and who knows how we accept them and we understand them all. But we're gonna hear Santiago. Santiago.
Amado Rav.
Shalom.
¿Cuál va a ser
el punto
de quiebre para la conexión entre las vasijas de otorgamiento y las vasijas de recepción para el primer grado?
What is the breaking point between the vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal on the first degree?
That's the point of the Ibur, where the first connection between the vessels of bestowal and the vessels of reception, that both the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal are both zero, and that's why they may connect. They want nothing besides being connected. However, who and what, by what, and by whom? There are no questions, because this is point zero, meaning no flesh. And that's where you start developing. All right.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Раф, вы объяснили несколько минут назад, что человечество будет...
You explained a few minutes ago that humanity will respond to the light that will pass on to them through us. How will that response be?
That depends how successful we are at being the transition. As Baal HaSulam explains in the articles, the giving of the Torah and the Arvut. If we're successful in our role, well, then humanity will come closer to us. It won't oppose us. It will feel that what comes from us is true, good bestowal, a good method that helps it, helps them come closer to the good source. But if we won't function in a good way, well, then what we're going to get is hatred from all of humanity, instinctive hate. Just as today you can see anti-Semitism from the entire humanity to the Jews. This is how the entire humanity will hate us. They're going to feel that we, each and every one of us, not necessarily the group, but each and every one of us, is a harm doer. He harms humanity, harms them. Because instead of bringing something good to them, and they're going to feel they're supposed to get something good from him, they're getting something opposite, something bad. Then there's a question, why am I getting bad things from him? Is this my enemy? Is this my hater? And then hatred is awakened and a negative relation towards us appears. That's why we need, as fast as possible, to take care of the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the entire humanity in as much as we can. It won't do to run away from that, because it's already in the souls. It's written this way. And we're going to discover, well, in short, we're about to discover from humanity either a good relation towards us or a bad one. And running away to some place, hiding, won't help. It won't help. Okay.
PT24.
Rav, ba'avar gam hayu atzafot.
In the past, there were also floods and volcanoes and pandemics. If I tell a person that it's connected to the lack of connection between us, so he'll say it was like this in the past too. The question is, was it also connected back then to the lack of connection between us? And what's new this time?
Yes, that was too, because of the lack of the right connections between human beings. Everything is determined only by human beings. But the difference between the past and the present is that today we can correct the connections between us. In the past, we couldn't, but rather we were only in states that the disasters, the troubles, they connected and accumulated until we reached what we have today. PT9.
Oh, a lot of times you say that we have to disseminate to everybody the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection. What do you mean, everybody? There are 8 billion people in the world. So if our explanation reaches 8 billion or a million or a thousand, or it doesn't even matter, what is everybody?
As it says, everyone will know me from the smallest to the biggest, and my house will be the house of prayer to all nations. That's how we have to realize the Creator's address to us.
But practically, in numbers,
I don't understand. I'm not wise as you are. I don't understand. I know that this is what's written, so I have to try to do that. That's all. And in my attempts, when I try, I see that I've drawn you towards that as well. So don't be wise. You can be wise in the end.
So the effort is what determines the desire for it to happen.
Yes, of course. More than that, we don't need, only to discover the desire that we go hand in hand with the Creator to the same, in the same process and in the same goal that he discovered. And that's the meaning of being the Creator's servant. And I don't make these calculations on the path. He determined it. He placed it this way. So that's what I'm going for. How would it help you that you go into it with your brains? You're trying to say you're criticizing the Creator?
I'm asking because we are trying to find the right channels to reach as many people as we can.
That's something you can research. In what way you can reach the broad public and bestow these matters to it. That is correct. But not beyond that. You cannot research the purpose of creation, the essence of creation, all these things before you have the vessels for it, the tools for it. These vessels mean that you have the good force, the bad force, the will to bestow, the will to receive, both in the corrupt way and the corrected way, and then we, in between the two, by these two, we scrutinize all the parts of creation. How can you? We're like babies.
I'm trying to ask about where's the limit to speak about dissemination as a corporeal issue that we have to count the people, and or where is it a spiritual issue?
I don't understand what you mean by spiritual problem. I need for all these people who are only in the corporeal level to also try according to their intellect, according to their approach. I have to bring an explanation to them about how the world is working, where it's headed to. What's the final result from the existence of the world? That's something I have to explain to them in a simple way, as much as they can understand more. Okay?
At least it's confusing me, because before they asked and you said they don't need to understand.
Depends what? I don't explain to them beyond us all having to be connected, and according to our tendency towards connection, that's how we too succeed in each and every part of our life.
And it's important for them to understand that, because then what? That's their form of participation in the process, this understanding?
Yes, because they're going to understand that when they take part in the way they understand the process by the Creator, it will be good. They'll feel good. And if they don't, they're going to feel bad. That's all I publish to them. I don't go beyond the height of their desire and intellect. Okay.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Rav Bala Sulam Kotev.
Bala Sulam writes that each one will have to find his singularity to bestow to others. Can we say that anyone in Bnei Baruch found his singularity?
Not yet. We are now speaking about conception, impregnation. That is each one's unique point in the general system of the soul of Adam HaRishon. And then each one will find himself. And from starting to work, he'll discover what exactly his unique role is, in what he is different than the others, in what he can help the others.
PT 5.
PT 5.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. If the transition to spirituality, the entrance into the state of embryo, to Yibur, does that open this passageway for humanity, for the lower vessels?
Well, it brings it closer, let's say. It brings them closer on behalf of the surrounding light. The surrounding light through us, it becomes internal in us, and for them it becomes external. And then in a indirect manner, it gives them some kind of ability to come near, a ability to feel and understand.
And for us, it gives a better ability to explain?
Yes, of course. We are very dependent on the man of humanity, as much as they want that same goal, even though they don't really understand it. But their desire already opens an ability for us to demand of the Creator and ask. And then the upper light comes from us to them. And then we reach our true role to be the passage, the conduit between the Creator and the rest of the souls.
But does the systematic interdependency between us and humanity affect the entrance into the Yibur?
Of course. What do you go into Yibur for? What do you turn to the Creator for? For yourself? Not even for the group. The true desire, the true plea for the Creator is that you want to get the forces of correction from Him in order to correct the entire Chab, which is 99.999% of the general vessel of Adam Rishon from all the souls. That is what you want to bring Him, that He will correct and fill. That is His pleasure. And without you bringing that to Him, He won't enjoy it. And they'll be bad for the Creator and for that Achab, the created beings. And you in the middle will be guilty also towards the Creator and also towards the created beings. And then it's no wonder that's what is happening to you or what has happened to you throughout history.
The coarseness that grows in the embryo, its flesh, is out of the integration in the desires of humanity or the ten?
Gam v'gam.
Both.
Gam v'gam.
Both.
Thank you.
No, PT 29.
PT 29.
Rav, in the excerpt, it seems that Bala Sulam gives philanthropy as an example for others, for giving others. Can you relate to that?
No, it's not important. It's not our work. It's not us. Okay? So we will go to, well, maybe still we'll hear Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, we have a question by the ten, a common question. How should we use this quality of individuality, singularity, but not for destruction?
You are pulling everybody into the correction. Not that you're connecting people in their egoistic desire. You are connecting people in the intention to bestow between them. And then it'll be for the benefit of everybody.
How does that practically happen in the tent?
It doesn't matter individuality in each and every one, because our work is to aim everybody towards the same goal. That if we don't do it, so the Creator pulls us in all kinds of unpleasant means. Like now, He's pushing He's pushing humanity forward. And it's worthwhile for us to hasten ourselves.
What we learned in the first part as well, that we have to annul ourselves. So it turns out that in our step, we have to annul our individuality?
Yes, of course. That's called that we're restricting ourselves in order to find a point between us, which isn't even ours. It's the Creator's. That in Him we want to connect, to Him we want to adhere, and that individuality, we want to restrict it and not show it and not feel it, that as if it doesn't exist. And then we adhere to Him, and after we adhere to Him, that's called that the seed has reached the side of the womb, and connects to that side of the womb. And now it starts receiving a nourishment from there and growing.
So it turns out, according to what you say, that using that individuality, as Baal HaSulam writes, not for ruin, is only possible if we move on to different kinds.
In order to bestow, so you are working for everybody. Otherwise, it's in order to receive, and you're destroying everybody. Simple.
New York 4.
New York 4.
We've been praying for the friends, and we understood that through our prayers towards the friends, through that we'll reach the world. Now it seems like there's something new, that somehow we have to incorporate the, or I'm hearing something new. Where in this operation do we fit the rest of the world?
We can't. You're right, Seth. We can't. We talked about how we connect between us. Between us. That is actually what we were saying here. We were speaking about the connection between us. That's it. That was important for us. The connection between us. That's called Galgalta Enayim. They are the vessels in the general soul, vessels of bestowal. Now, that's what we were talking about. First of all, let's connect in the 10. Let's connect between us and Bnei Baruch. That's it. Afterwards, now we're speaking in this article, in the general connection, that we have to reach a state that we are connected to humanity. To humanity. Connecting ourselves to all the vessels of Adam Rishon. All these vessels of Adam Rishon are completely not able, not in thought, not in desire, to be aimed towards the Creator. You look at them and you see that those who are above, they are called Israel.
Yashar.
Yashar.
Lebore.
El. Straight towards the Creator. They are aimed to there. They supposedly have an inner tendency. But those who are in the Achap, they don't have this inner tendency. They don't know. They just see and feel that they feel bad. There's a big minus in them. and they don't know what to do. Fires, floods, all kinds of problems. You'll see what's going to happen in the world. They're saying that within 20, 30 years, you won't be able to live life on earth. What they say, but the conditions are going to be much worse. Who thought 3 years ago, let's say, even 2 years ago, that we won't be able to fly? That we'll need to walk around streets and the streets in a very isolated way than the others, not come close 6 feet to each other. Who knew that? Who thought about that? It was really, they would make fun of a person who'd say all that. So, briefly, we are in a state that we can connect to the Creator. But if we, from connecting to the Creator, and organizing ourselves some way, whatever we can, if we won't let the Achab connect to the Creator through us, so it'll be very bad, because the problems that will be revealed here in the Achab, they will be great, very great, and they will destroy everything. They will bring a world war and all kinds of problems. That's why we need, as quick as we can, to connect between ourselves and to connect between us to the Creator, and we need to spread the method of correction, but not the way we do it, but only knowledge of where we're advancing towards. Because today we're allowed to explain all this. You see such conditions in the world that whatever you say, there is no problem. You can say whatever you want. First of all, whoever will hear will, and whoever won't. So he won't. And except for that, from all problems and troubles that are revealed in the world, they can absorb these things. The main thing is to promise some good future for themselves. That's why it's time that we need to publish the method of correction, to explain it in general, where we are, to bring the whole world into it as much as possible, and then according to that, we connect the Creator through us to all of humanity.
Can we say that in the 10, it's only prayer, and towards the Achab, it's only dissemination? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. In the end, that's how it is. But even more than that, we receive from the Achab. We get these minuses, these deficiencies from them. Deficiencies. From them, we receive them from the Achab, and we raise it through us, these deficiencies, to the Creator. That's called man, a prayer. And then we receive from the Creator, we get the force of the light and bring it through us and fill the vessels of Malchut, of the Achab. That's our work, to receive a deficiency towards the Creator, and from the deficiency, the force of light to humanity. That's it. That's why we are called the passage, what he says to us in Matan Torah.
When it says that we receive a deficiency from the Achab, does that mean we receive problems in the world through the floods and all that, and the fires and with money? Is that the deficiency from the Achab?
כן, הם לא יכולים.
Yes, they can't discover these deficiencies in any other way, only in this way, that they, in what they suffer, they don't feel more than that. We need to translate their deficiencies, their suffering, from deficiencies of pandemic, fire, all kinds of other problems. We have to translate it to lack of correct connection between us and between us and the Creator. And that we have to raise to the Creator. Give us the ability to connect between us. By this we want to connect to you, to bring all humanity to you. That's what we need to do. And by that, by us developing this plea for all of humanity, by that we will keep our destiny, perform our destiny. Why we even exist? Because the group is separated, and if we won't do it, the Creator will pull us one by one through all kinds of sufferings and force us to perform this role.
בסדר.
Okay.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Со стороны организации вопрос. Можно?
A question about organization. May I? Вот
с начала пандемии в Москве, например, периодически возвращаются товарищи.
In the beginning of the pandemic in Moscow, from the beginning of the pandemic, friends are coming back to the group, and we thought maybe we should build a tent for them. There are not enough friends in order to be a whole tent, so they're joining other tents that have experience. If enough friends will join, should we move them on to a different tent, or should a tent decide?
I wouldn't build separate tents from them, but to the extent that they come, so you can see where each and every one it's better for him. Because the materials we're studying about is for everybody, and it only depends on the deficiency in a person's heart, and there's no difference between a veteran or a new guy. I would accept them and just spread them in all the tents. I wouldn't make a separate tent of them unless they want it to be that way and think it will be good. So, but I think it's an egoistic demand. We need to reach a state that we're all together in one heart. Okay.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, какая в итоге должна быть правильная молитва Творцу за человечество?
What should ultimately be the right prayer with which we turn to the Creator for humanity?
Thank you for asking that. So today we will speak about that. And we'll try and write it. And tomorrow we're going to ask you, so what prayer? A short prayer. No more than 5 sentences that are concrete, short, brief. How do we pray for humanity? Because actually, for us, we already talked about it. We need to pray for us in order to connect to the Creator. But what do we need to connect to the Creator for? That we receive humanity and want to bring them closer to the Creator, then it's justified that we exist. That's why we need to connect these three parts together. We are in the middle, right? As you see in the drawing, the Creator is above, humanity is below, and we are in the middle. That's why we have to think about the Creator and humanity and only serve them.
Николаев, Сочи.
Николаев, Сочи.
Можете уточнить вот про ибур состояние, то есть это Главное — это отмена себя.
Can you help us be precise about the state of conception? The main thing is self-annulment, and then so it turns out that a sperm is also annulled to be in the womb.
Completely, the seed annuls himself. He wants one thing to adhere to the upper one in order to get forces of bestowal from the upper one.
Meaning this happens automatically in nature and we have to do it in a conscious way. So when I want to completely annul myself, all my thoughts and my plans, and to attach to the upper one. So it turns out that our point, the most important point of the ones in Nevo, is the connection with the upper one that's given to us, to be thankful about these connections and to hold on to the connection despite all the situations. So can this point disappear? It's dangerous to ask to completely annul me, or maybe this point will also be lost, or it will be certainly there. Or I should hand this out to him as well.
It's written simply, the will to receive doesn't disappear. You can only use it more or less in according to your intention to bestow, that you want to use the will to receive. That's why don't be afraid that the will to receive will run from you. It won't escape, it won't. Only keep your intention and add all your desires into that as much as you can. But first, the intention. Like the seed, you want to adhere to the Creator. So do it and then start filling yourself by growing and bestowing to Him. That's how it takes place.
Увеличится моя связь, я не потеряю ее.
Meaning it's the opposite. My connection will grow, or?
Of course not. On the contrary, you can't be connected to the Creator more than one point. After that one point, all the rest, when you grow, it's according to as much as you grow in your body, meaning as much as you receive forces from the Creator to pass them to the others. Otherwise, how do you grow? That addition, where did it come from? You only have an ability to adhere in a point. You can't get fatter. No. Because that fattening, it only comes by you connecting more and more friends. Earth dwellers, everyone, to you, that you pass to them what you've received from the Creator. So according to the quality and quantity that you give them, it turns out that you, from the degree of conception, you move to the degree of nursing, and then to gadlut, to greatness, and so on. All in such a way. That's how it works.
What's the difference between that sperm that annulled itself and the billions who haven't and couldn't make it to the womb?
There's a lot about that. They are as the blood of birth that comes out. Those are the gvot, the desires to receive that weren't corrected. And then they go out with the embryo when he's born, so a lot of, let's say, waste comes out. You can read about it, but I'm afraid that you'll start and get confused. It's written in part, in the 10th part of Tess, maybe 11. That's where we'll get there. Don't worry. It's close to us. Soon we'll learn about it.
What I wanted was to more or less, if this is the closest example, annulment, you always give this example of the womb, what's the difference between that man that was able to annul and entered and the thousands or billions that haven't been annulled and stayed outside?
Man feels that the whole world is a womb. It's all the Creator. And he needs to adhere to him. That's why in every place where he is, in thought and action what he does. He feels that he has a connection with the Creator and he wants to expand that connection. And then he feels himself in the world, that the world is that embryo, is that womb, sorry, and he is in that womb. Okay? Okay, so we have Sibir. I can't not answer them. Yes.
Расскажите, а что делать, если раскрывается такое?
Thank you, Rav. Tell us, please, what should we do if the evil inclination, such an evil inclination is revealed in me that I feel I can't be an example for anyone? What's my prayer?
You try to lower yourself to the degree of a point, and then in such a way, you can glue yourself to the ten, and that's it. And you do what they are doing. Learn with them, talk to them, listen to them. Anyway, there are states that a person needs to go through that's called he who shuts his mouth during an argument. That if you have problems with the Creator, that you feel yourself in such a way that you have some kind of contradiction with him, so shut your mouth and shut up. And in that way, you can go through this time. That's called he who shuts his mouth during an argument. And you'll see that you only gain from that.
Rav, and this is also if I eat myself up a little bit, because I feel it's not really the way I am.
That's you just eating yourself. It's a completely wrong way to observe your state. It all comes from the Creator. He gives you this feeling. He gives you these forces. Don't ascribe something to you as if you caused anything. Okay? Everything that happens in the world, none else besides him. But from now on, you do it in a way that it all depends on you. Well, Moshe.
So we have one announcement. Today we're going to have a writer's meeting with Rav Lightman, 10:30 till 11:30. And let's move on to a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are you should come Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Si nos dirigimos a un deseo por la unión, todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad.
juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad. Here we are, you should come along with one voice, we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Here we are, you should come. We